This is the moment. This is Joe Biden's big, big weekend, G7. All the cool kids getting together over in Europe so they can talk about things like climate change, just as, what do you know, Iranian warships make their way towards Venezuela, right here into the Atlantic Ocean. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Trish Regan Show. I am Trish. And again, as he gets ready to talk about the importance of climate change and how the U.S. is going to vaccinate the world, we have a little problem going on at home that nobody else wants to talk about, and that's that you've got a couple of Iranian warships, according to Iran State TV, that are making their way towards, well, our neck of the woods, Venezuela, it's thought to be. Now, the Maduro regime, the socialist dictatorship of Nicolas Maduro, they're trying to say, oh, well, we're not going to have these ships dock here, but let's face it, they're all really chummy, right? Maduro happens to be friends with China and Russia and Iran, like all the people that we don't really get along with that well. They all get along with Venezuela, in part because, well, Venezuela is right here, 3.5 hours from Miami. So if I'm an enemy of the United States, or I just kind of want to needle the United States a little bit and make sure that my presence is known, well, how do I do that? Oh, I cozy up to Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela. And it makes sense, right? Because, you know, let's face it, we're not really cozying up to them. And, we have our issues with their lack of fairness and their lack of democracy in that country, and the fact that they actually kicked out all our oil companies out of the Orinoco region. You know, it's kind of hard to get over some of those things. Anyway, as a result of that, they have cozied up to all the people that we don't like, and all the people we don't like, such as the Iranians, are coming, hanging out in our neck of the woods. So that's not good. And it's happening at a time when Joe Biden is trying to make a big impression on the international stage. Impression. Look, you know, it must be a big deal because his wife thinks that she's the one who has to actually prepare. In fact, she photographed herself, or she had one of her staffers take a nice little picture of her on Air Force One as they were heading over to the UK, showing how she was studying up, preparing like she's like a college kid for G7. I'm sorry. Come on. Like, first of all, I hope the president has got more than Jill Biden going on to prepare him for G7. I mean, nothing against a wife helping her husband. I mean, that's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to see. But I do hope that, one, he's prepared enough on his own, and two, that he actually has staff that can do that for him. After all, he's attending the meetings, not her. Anyway, Jill Biden making that known to the world that she's working hard, doing her part. And as Biden is telling everybody, he's got 500 million Pfizer vaccines that he's going to donate to countries that don't have them. And he's getting them at, you know, a low cost rate, which is great. But here's my question. And you know what? I get it from sort of a selfish point of view. We want to make sure that everybody's vaccinated, right? Because we don't want other people getting these in other countries and then bringing the coronavirus back here. So from that perspective, it's definitely within our interest. But I would just add to this. Can we also make sure that, you know, we're getting a little something in return, right? That maybe we're going to have a little bit more influence over some of these countries and their policies, et cetera, if we're going around and giving all these vaccines. Let's just make sure that we continue to look out for numero uno, right? Like, let's make sure that we are putting America first. I know that you're not even supposed to say those words these days, but it's critical that if we do this, and I'm not begrudging the president the opportunity to do this, in that I think it ultimately is helpful for us in making sure that we eradicate this. But we also need to make sure that we're getting something in return. One thing I do want to point out is that he's definitely going to do, I mean, how could you not do worse than Kamala Harris? He's got to do better than her, right? Her recent trip down south left a lot of people asking a lot of questions, including those in the administration wondering maybe they shouldn't have given her such a big task. I mean, I kind of think President Biden knew exactly what he was doing and kind of wanted to give her such a big task, right? Because he knew she would fail. And he might have been getting a little bit annoyed that all the attention was going to her. Well, maybe a little less attention will be going to Kamala Harris as a result of her total failure. But if I were the media, I'd stay on it. I'd stay on it because I still want to know how it is that the woman who's in charge of the border can't actually go to the border, right? I want to turn to the news coming out today on inflation, because this is actually a really big deal and not enough people are talking about it. I mean, I've been hammering this for some time now, and it's important that we pay attention to this, because we can't continue in this vein, I mean, or we really will be Venezuela, right? I mean, you want to talk inflation. I mean, the Bolivar literally worth nothing there. You know, it's used as garbage because its currency is so worthless. We don't want to be in that situation. And yet when you look at the trajectory we're on, it's not healthy. It's not good. 5%. That was the inflation read in the last month, which is the most inflation that we have seen since, about 12 years ago. I mean, you've got to go back nearly 13 years or so to actually see a read that this is this hot. You couple that with the food and energy read, right? They extract food and energy to see how much that inflation is. And that's actually running at such a high rate that we haven't even seen in roughly 29 years. I mean, you're talking about three decades. You have not seen necessarily numbers like this in three whole decades. And that's not sustainable. Don't forget, I want to share with you a quote that we put on my Twitter feed that I tweeted out. Just a reminder to check out the website, trishaintel.com. Check out the store. We can get all your live free or die merchandise. We've got some really neat new things in there. The trishregan.store. Anyway, Reagan had a great, great quote back in 1978, and he was talking about the dangers of inflation. And he said, and I quote, "Inflation is as violent as a mugger, as frightening as an armed robber, and as deadly as a hitman." Reagan had such a way with words. I can tell you this. Inflation really does rob us of our future. It makes it very difficult for us to live and for us to save. Because if you're anticipating that, you know, something's going to cost you X, Y, Z in a few years and suddenly it's ABC, how do you prepare for that? You know, you wind up having to work and work and work. And if you're saving your money diligently, as so many Americans do, that money becomes worth less and less and less. And Joe Biden doesn't seem to care. And Jerome Powell doesn't seem to care. You look at the Federal Reserve, they are always a day late and a dollar short. I mean, you go back, certainly over my entire career, and everything that's happened in these markets, including the systemic crisis that we saw in 2008, that is a direct result of over-intervention by the Federal Reserve. And they're continuing to do that. So instead of looking at the numbers and understanding that inflation is now here and maybe thinking about how do we taper? How do we pull back? How do we stop printing all this money? Instead, they're just as committed as they ever were. And the market tells you that, right? The fact that investors have been able to take all this news in so much stride, it tells you that investors know the Fed doesn't anticipate doing anything, not for the next couple of years. And so they're like, okay, I better ride this bandwagon right through the door, right? Because this is going to continue to appreciate. The market will continue to appreciate, maybe not for fundamental reasons necessarily as much as for asset inflation reasons. And that's exactly what happened in the Obama-Biden years. We got a lot of inflation in the market, not a lot of inflation in wages, a lot of inflation in the markets. So remember that. I do want to point out one more thing before I let you go today. There was this tremendous article in the New York Sun where yours truly got some nice praise from Lord Conrad Black. And I want to share with you what he wrote. The first media personality who saw what was coming and was fired for her foresight, he's talking about coronavirus, was Trish Regan, who correctly predicted Democrats would use the public hysteria as their replacement for Trump-Russia collusion, impeachment. And that's exactly what happened. They have become so political, so rapidly political. This country has become so rapidly political that it's put us in a very, very dangerous spot. It's important we remain true to our capitalist core fundamentals that have made America as great as it is. Thank you so much for tuning in. Go to trishaintel.com for more, and I will see you right back here tomorrow.